views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello. Hello. Welcome, welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and there are truly a lot of miracles. We are here for more fun with Shoshana Katzman. She is the director of the Red Bank Acupuncture and Wellness Center in Shrewsbury, New Jersey, since 1988. As a practitioner of the field of acupuncture, and that's what we're talking about today, and Chinese medicine for over 40 years, she is truly an icon in her field. She specializes in herbology, Tai Chi, Qigong. If you were with us last week, we talked a lot about Qigong. She's a Qigong professional and an energy medicine specialist. Wow. She shares her knowledge of Oriental and holistic medicine both nationally and internationally. She's also, by the way, a national certification through the National Commission for Certification for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine and has a state license to practice it. And I'm going to be on her list for this summer. As a chairperson of the New Jersey State Acupuncture Board, her expertise is applied to ensure consumer safety as a board member since 1998. Shoshana is also current chairperson of the National Qigong Association Advisory Council, for which she was the first woman president in 2004. Wow. She's a co-founder and organizer of 8 annual women's wellness conferences in New Jersey. Shoshana helped thousands of women learn how to integrate both holistic and Western medicine into their lives. I am proud to know her. She adds a lot of value to our show. We're going to have more fun today. I would like for the listeners to really take out your pen and take out some paper, take some notes, and later on we'll give you a website and phone number on how to contact Shoshana. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you, my friend?
Thank you, Dr. Ronnie. I'm doing so good. I'm really excited to be back today for part two, talking about acupuncture and Chinese herbology with you. I'm just so happy and appreciative to be your guest today.
You know, a lot of people, they think, you know, when they think of acupuncture, and, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to define that. I'm going to try to do the best I can so that people, you know, understand. I mean, as a holistic practitioner, and we've got some holistic practitioners listening and doctors listening, you know, they get it. But for the lay person who's at home or for the person who's sitting in their classroom teaching or the student who's really, because we know and I know that holistic and alternative modalities and treatments and is growing as we speak. And so people are highly interested in acupuncture and some of the treatments that we've been discussing over the last year. Acupuncture is one of those, it's an ancient Chinese practice, and you can explain it as well. It's referred to the practice of like needling. I remember that because, you know, I studied some of this stuff, you know, in naturopathy school as well. Small needles that penetrate the skin, and these needles are like thin, solid, metallic needles that are manipulated by the hands, and some practitioners, it's manipulated by electrical stimulation. So it works by influencing the energy flow, correct? And they're now using this modality for chronic illnesses, many chronic illnesses. The last person that was a sport, he was an icon, he was a football player, and he really was serious about his acupuncture treatments. He went every single week acupuncture for sports injury. And I know that you know we use it for a lot of chronic illnesses, and I want you to explain to the audience on how many types of chronic illnesses they use it for and give them some value on how it can help them. Because there's a lot of people, especially that come to my retreat, that have a lot of pain, Shoshana. Shoshana, you have no idea that most chronic illnesses come with pain today. And that is the reason why acupuncture is on the rise as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's extremely well known for pain, but acupuncture also treats so many other conditions in addition to pain. It's very interesting that Chinese medicine is the world's largest, second largest medical system, serving over 1.5 million people worldwide. So, of course, Western medicine is number one there, but it's that large, and it's reaching the entire world. The United States is one of the last to bring it in as part of mainstream medicine. And the history of acupuncture in the U.S., the continual growth in the United States has happened since 1972 when New York Times reporter James Reston visited China with former President Nixon and experienced acupuncture for his appendix, for his appendicitis. And he came back and wrote an article in the New York Times, and that's when everybody got interested. And the other thing is that many anesthesiologists have gotten very interested in acupuncture as well, because in China, acupuncture is routinely used as the only anesthesia applied during major surgeries.
Really?
Now,
wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you think about that, you can't even question how great acupuncture is for treatment of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the interesting thing is they're working very hard to scientifically explain how acupuncture works. The closest they've gotten is they've looked at MRIs of the brain pre and post acupuncture, and they are seeing changes in the brain. Opioids, which are pain relieving hormones, are released from the brain, and that's the best explanation. But here we have a system of medicine that is over 2,000 years old, that is effective, that is powerful, that is successful in helping people with many, many different conditions, but yet it can't really be proven why it works. And this stops a lot of people from coming because they don't really believe in it. And to me, that is so sad, because just today my patient told me of someone, you know, she's getting incredible improvement with chronic pain, and she's trying to tell her friends, but they won't come because it's not in their belief system. And I said, just be patient. But it's hard to understand how someone could choose to live in pain or discomfort because they don't believe in something that's so old and is so effective. And so it works, and it'll be good when the science can back it up, because it will help more people. But it's still growing in leaps and bounds, and it's in hospitals now, and it's just growing in the United States phenomenally.
And you know, the thing about it is that, and you're right, but about not being able to scientifically prove it. But there's so many alternative and holistic modalities that they can't scientifically prove. And, you know, and I'm not so sure that's all 100% sure, true. However, we will accept that for now. But recent advances in technology are trying to help unlock this biological mysteries, they call it, behind this Chinese medicine. And they're getting closer to understanding, or at least stating that they understand how acupuncture needles can just work. And they want to be able to explain it in a way that Western medicine can accept it. But basically, if it adjusts the body, it helps with the chi. I mean, when I say chi, I'm talking about the energy flow and anything that adjusts the chi in the body. And we're talking about tissues and nerves and hormones. So I can see why people will have a hard time with that. But studying energy medicine myself and studying the chi and the flow of energy, I know that it works because I've done some work with it. And so a lot of my clients, I mean, I've done a lot of work with the energy field. I mean, I have Reiki specialists, I have energy specialists, I have MRS machines here. And I have a lot of different types of modality treatment machines here that help with that same type of science that you specialize in. So until we can get more people doing it, and like they do Western medicine, only then will they come up with that scientific answer that everyone's looking for. And that's why it's so hard, is because I'm not so sure they're out there studying and trying to come up with that perfect science-based biological definition that everyone's looking for acupuncture. But I do know that I've seen some dynamite, and I really mean some miracles when it comes to acupuncture. I'll never forget, and you remember when they pulled Vioxx, right? You say Vioxx, that medication off the shelf,
yes.
You know, that pain reliever? Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, when that happened, I think acupuncture really started, because people started saying, wow. And I'm going to say this, and then we're going to go to a commercial really quick. But it was then, when they started pulling all these medications off the shelf and saying all the side effects that was happening with some of these medications, that's when people started asking questions about, well, what is acupuncture? Let's try acupuncture. What do we have to lose? And that's when we started seeing more and more people signing up for acupuncture, and not just acupuncture, but many things. Energy medicine started going through the roof around that particular time. And when I come back, I want to talk to you about acupuncture and cancer, because a lot of my cancer patients use it. So we come back more on Acupuncture with Shoshana.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Why? Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hello, we're back. This is Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and we are speaking with Shoshana Kaplan as she shares her knowledge of Oriental and holistic medicine in the field of acupuncture today. And there are truly a lot of miracles, and I want to talk about one of them. And I'd love for Shoshana to share some stories about some of the, her clients and what has happened around the field of acupuncture. I would love to share my story, but you go first, because I want to talk about my cancer patient, but I would love to hear you go first.
Yes, I wanted to share what you were saying before about energy medicine and how difficult it is for people to accept it. But there's nothing more real, even though energy cannot be seen, it can just be felt. And I think that's why people have such a hard time with it. But if you think about the computers and how computers work and how telephones work, I mean, no one can explain that either. And but it works. And the same thing, you really have to have a leap of faith. And when you hear some of these stories and witnessing themselves, when I first started doing acupuncture, I mean, it wasn't until I watched these changes. And one of the first cases that I witnessed was a woman that had an ovarian tumor the size of a grapefruit. And I treated her, and she went to her physician for the surgery, and the surgeon went in to do the surgery, and it was gone. Now, yeah. I was practicing in California at the time, and this particular surgeon was open to acupuncture, and he phoned me. He said, "I am so sorry I didn't check her first. I should have known. I knew she was getting acupuncture if I'd only checked her first," because he believed, he knew. And how amazing to have a surgeon that worked on her that way. So that was an amazing experience. Another one was a man that came to me who had his spleen removed from an accident at a young age. He had negative sperm count. I would do a lot of work with fertility. I said, "Why not? Let's go for it." Twice, just a few treatments, two children later, he fathered two children. Don't ask me how. I mean, these are just amazing, amazing instances. Another story. I worked with a man who had congestive heart failure. Mm-hmm. I gave him an acupuncture treatment once a week for a year. At the end of the year, the congestive heart failure went away. And I tell the story over and over. 9 years it stayed away. It just recently returned, and I'm treating him again, and he's doing fabulously well, and we're just hoping the same thing can happen again. So there's three really, really amazing stories. And I also want to share with the listeners, you mentioned before football players, sports medicine acupuncture is huge right now. And when our professional athletes get help with acupuncture or cupping, and the news takes it, it helps people believe in it. It's also being used on a regular basis now in the armed services for post-traumatic stress disorder. Yes. That's also important for people to know. And when you were mentioning about pain meds coming off the market and people rushing to acupuncture to have natural pain treatments, the same thing happened when everyone found out about hormones and the issues with for women taking hormones in menopause. there was a huge, huge influx of women coming to treat and balance their hormones through acupuncture in their menopausal years. So, you know, it's just, it's interesting how the changes in society with medicine and how acupuncture, due to these different instances, is becoming more and more accepted. And you had mentioned before about acupuncture for cancer, and so maybe you want to share your story now.
Well, I was just, so basically then, and I'll share my story in a second, but basically then, as I'm listening to you, so acupuncture is now becoming an increasing acceptable alternative treating a huge list of disorders, like, and the list is growing. So we're not only talking about chronic illness and pain and some of the chronic illnesses that I've dealt with, you know, and, you know, my cancer patients, which is, I speak of that a lot because basically they are really into acupuncture because by the time the body gets cancer, and I always think of cancer as not a disease but a condition in the body, people can accept alternative modalities a lot easier. But the other thing that, you know, that I know that's a growing, that's on that list of acupuncture is addictions. And I forgot about that, but I specifically remember acupuncture being used for addiction. And the other thing that acupuncture was being used for, and I remember 10, 15, 20 years ago when fibromyalgia was just like uncontrollable. I mean, they have not since then developed medications for it, but even before the medications were a widely used thing, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, they were using acupuncture back then. And as you said, infertility was another big one. But one of the things that I've had real good success with some of my clients that come to the retreat on Martha's Vineyard with post-cancer, you know, after chemotherapy and radiation, they were doing some acupuncture. And one of the biggest things that I've noticed that was really in their favor after acupuncture treatment was the nausea and the vomiting stopped. And the other thing that really was favorable for them was the anxiety and the stress. I specifically remember one lady telling me, she said if it wasn't for acupuncture, she don't think she would be alive, she says, because she was really ready to do herself in because with the pills that they were giving her for pain, because the pain was so uncontrollable. But nothing was worse, she says, than the anxiety and the stress, and that's what the acupuncture did for her. It decreased the anxiety and the stress so that she was better able to handle the pain with the pain medication that she was being given. And she contributed all of that to acupuncture. And as I'm sitting there listening to her, and I'm thinking, okay, any second now she's going to tell me really what's helped her. And she just kept talking about acupuncture. And I'm looking like, okay, in the next moment, she's going to tell me something else that's helping her. And she talked about acupuncture again. So
it's hard to really believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to believe it, even myself.
Mm-hmm. To even fathom that something such as acupuncture could treat so many conditions so favorably. And why? It's, you know, it's really not that we're treating these symptoms, but we're treating the person. We're treating the imbalance. We're getting their bodies back into balance, to reconnect with their own nature. So many times people have an excess heat condition or a deficiency of blood or, you know, they're having they're cold, like for fertility. Some women can't get pregnant because they're so utterly cold all the time. And all we do is warm them up and get their blood and their chi, their vital energy moving, and balance their hormones, and they conceive. So we work with the root cause. We don't treat the branch. I mean, we do treat the branch as well, which is the symptom, but we deal with the root. And that is why it is so important to integrate Western medicine and Chinese medicine and other forms of alternative medicine, because we need to address every spectrum, every aspect, every approach of a person. And with Chinese medicine, with acupuncture, for thousands of years, the emotions are at the root cause of a problem. So if someone is angry all the time, or they are utterly in fear, which happens a lot with anxiety, we treat and strengthen with fear their kidney energy. With anger, we open up the flow of liver energy in their body, which restores health to the body, regardless of the symptoms that they are experiencing.
Well, I can tell you, people are more open-minded about acupuncture. And it helps to have an exploring, open mind when it comes to something like this, because when you have a chronic illness, you really have to be open. But even people who are not very open, they need to try it, because the one thing that I hear about this is that you feel better. Their emotional well-being is everything when you have a chronic illness. And believe me, trust me, I deal with chronic illnesses, and I have been dealing with chronic illnesses for over 25 years. And I can only help a person when their emotional well-being is stable, and the other thing is when they're out of pain. So those two things we have to try to get under control when it comes to the retreat prior to us getting into some real deep chronic treatment modalities for that condition. So emotional well-being through acupuncture has been proven over and over and over again to increase, and also it has been proven to decrease your pain. And when we get back, I want to share some more stories, but I also want you to share some stories. I want to talk about my client with lupus. When we get back, more with Shoshana on acupuncture when we get back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Thank you.
we're back again, and we're speaking about acupuncture with Shoshana Katzman. The applications for acupuncture, as we've been talking about, are endless. People are using it for a chronic illness, their emotional well-being, and we are going to talk to you a little bit more about how it's used for addictions and how it's used for managing your weight. There's nothing more valuable than being open to alternative and holistic remedies when you have a chronic illness. It's at that point in your life when we talk about how to create homeostasis, how to create balance, how to create better energy flow. I mean, there are many ways to create a balanced, healthy body. And acupuncture is becoming an ever-growing list of disorders that's being used for it. Shoshana, we were talking earlier about addictions. Tell me about that, because I do know that at the retreat, we don't treat drug addiction or alcohol addiction, but after they've gone to their rehab, we will get them for a basic body detoxification or cleanse, and we also deal with some of the chronic illnesses that they develop after their addiction. And we do know that acupuncture is one of those alternative treatments that come up.
Yes, it's excellent for addictions. Scientific research has found that acupuncture releases endorphins from the brain. So that's a big key when we come to treating and supporting people getting off drugs, getting off alcohol, getting off smoking cigarettes and nicotine and other drugs. And also it works with food addiction as well. So when you were speaking about the emotional component of balancing the emotions, acupuncture also works with that, which helps tremendously. So if a person is using a drug because they're very low in energy, the acupuncture works to increase their energy and get them to have more energy so they don't have to rely on the substance, the addictive substance to give them energy. The same thing with people that use sugar as to medicate themselves for energy. And on the other side, some people are all over the place and they're racing and they have tremendous anxiety, and they use a drug to bring them down, to calm them down. The same thing as you were mentioning before, acupuncture is excellent for anxiety. It's excellent for when people are all over the place. So it calms them down and reconnects them with themselves so they have focus and they can stick to their detoxification program. And during the detoxification from a substance, what happens is the acupuncture strengthens the willpower, and it also helps the actual symptoms that come from going through a detox. It balances the body and brings the body back into homeostasis, and it helps to strengthen all of the organs, and at the same time, it pushes the substance, it eliminates, it detoxifies the substance from their body. And so once that happens, the cravings become resolved. I had one gentleman who tried to get off heroin 14 times, and he told me when he came in, if he didn't quit, he was going to die. And we sat, we talked. I do a lot of work talking to people because certain words, and when you're working with people energetically, I really work on the level of feelings, and the way we talked, it just really clicked for him, and he made the commitment. You know what, working with addiction, the person has to be ready. I can't do it for them. I can support them, but they must be ready. And he quit after attempting 14 times, and he is still clean. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing, and many, many people have quit cigarettes with acupuncture, as well as I work with people with their food addictions as well.
So when you say food addictions, are you talking about
those who basically have tried everything, done this, done that, lost weight, gained weight? Are you talking about people who are anorexic and people who have bulimia?
Both. Those that have anorexia or bulimia, or those people that just eat too much and they have no control over what they're putting in their body, and they're using food to damage themselves. They have no self-control, and the acupuncture helps to reintegrate them and reconnect with themselves and to begin caring more about their physical body and their physical needs, and begin to learn how to choose the correct foods in the correct amounts, through strengthening their willpower, through working with the kidney energy, through strengthening their digestive energy by working with the spleen energy, and by balancing their emotions and having them feel like they deserve to treat themselves in a positive, wholesome, kind way.
That's a very tough illness. I know a young lady who has anorexia, and she's also bulimic. And I mean, it she said it's tough having that condition, because people look at her and think she can control it, but she can't control it. And she's in a treatment center. But she's been out of treatment centers for years. And lately, as she's gotten older, I think she's in her 20s now, she's more in the treatment center than she is out. And she realizes that if she's not in the treatment center, she's just going to take an overdose of her pills, because that she just all day long, she just thinks about disappearing. And we all know that's an emotional condition. It has absolutely nothing at all to do with food. But I think acupuncture can really, really help her, because one of the things I know that acupuncture will do for her is balance out her hormones, balance out her energy flow, and it also balances out anything that's out of balance within the body, whether you're over acid or over alkaline. It's just a balancing treatment that acupuncture is. And one of the
This is a perfect example of someone that is totally in their energetic realm, where they want, like you said, she wants to disappear. So the acupuncture treats the body physically by inserting the needles into the acupuncture points located along meridian pathways. But it treats the body physically. So while she's being treated physically, it reintegrates her into herself physically. So it's an energetic treatment, but it treats the body physically. And that's what makes acupuncture so special, is that it's working both physically and energetically. That's physically why it's so good for pain. That's why it's so good for diseases. You know, it balances the body energetically by working with the root cause of a problem. And when that happens, it brings the body back into balance. It accesses the innate healing capability, and the body gets strengthened, and the energy gets open, and the person has enough energy to heal themselves physically. And so someone in that situation would begin to be more aware of herself physically, and she should do physical activities, walk by the beach, make sure she does exercise, physical exercise, to enable herself to feel the physical world. And not when you don't eat food, it you don't feel that. And it's also extremely important when working with addiction that it's not just the acupuncture, and just the same with any condition that I work with. We must have the support of Western medicine, and we must have the support of social services or 12-step programs, or a therapist, a psychotherapist, a psychiatrist that specializes in addiction, not doctors say that they must be on medication unless they need it. But it's not done in and of itself. But we need a lot of support. And so it's not by itself, but it's provided in conjunction with an entire system of support to help that person find their strength and find their ability to get back on course in their life. And it's just acupuncture is excellent as an addition to that whole program.
And that's important for our listeners to understand that acupuncture, if I can summarize it, acupuncture is used as an adjunct treatment. It is becoming widely acceptable alternative treatment for a huge or growing list of disorders, chronic illness, stroke, headache, whatever, tennis elbow, fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel, infertility. We've talked about addiction. We talked about pain. And yes, it works on dental pain. I just got a text a little while ago. So acupuncture can help with so many conditions. And today, as we're speaking, it is a growing list of treatments. And let me tell you, I have a question about lupus, but when we come back, I want to talk about how we can help lupus and your condition and so many other conditions. When we come back, more on acupuncture with Shoshana Katzman.
Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, we're back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And we are talking about acupuncture with Shoshana Katzman. This is our final segment. It has gone very fast. We have so much more to talk about. And it's probably when we talk about this again in the future, we'll have some new stuff to talk about, some added treatments that go along with acupuncture. We talked a little bit about acupuncture. We haven't spoken about herbs. But I want to bring up something because I got a text on a young girl. She's not so young. She's a teenager. And she developed lupus. And for those of you who don't have a complete understanding of lupus, I'll give you a quick definition, and I know acupuncture will help her because we're talking about a condition in the body. It's a systematic autoimmune disease that causes inflammation. There's that word, inflammation. And because of the inflammation, it damages various parts of the body, some organs. Some of the organs may be kidneys or liver. It attacks your eyes and your heart. It's basically the body attacking itself, causing damage to sometimes the joints, the nerves. But anyway, it's kind of devastating when your teenager comes up with lupus. I know that there are going to be some specific alternative modalities that's going to help her, and acupuncture is going to be one of the things that I'm going to recommend. And I was happy to get that text a little while ago because we've been talking about balancing, we've been talking about homeostasis, we've been talking about symptoms of the body having toxic heat, which is one of the things that autoimmune diseases have. So again, we're talking about an energy flow problem. We're talking about a tissue flow problem. We're talking about an organ blockage, disruption in the body that creates a chronic illness. So if you understand acupuncture and the way that we've been speaking about it, you can almost see how it helps so many different chronic illnesses across the board. Well, Shoshana, can you explain some of the, not only, and I just mentioned this, a couple of things that make happen with this particular patient or client, and inflammation is one of them, and pain and joint and muscle problems is another one, but can you imagine the emotional well-being, how that's going to be taken in a sort of, we're going to have some emotional issues. We're talking about a teenager who's getting ready for college that came down with this lupus. And so we're going to need, like I said earlier, a whole team of people. We're going to need not just a naturopath. We're going to need a medical doctor. We're going to need an acupuncture. We're going to need an herbologist. We're going to need an emotional detox specialist along the way. So I would love for you to give us a summary, because this is our last segment, of how you think we can help this young girl.
Well, the first thing one of the most recent things you just mentioned was organ blockage. And the way that acupuncture works is by opening up, releasing any blockages in the flow of energy, vital energy, which is qi. And that's the main way that traditionally acupuncture is explained to work. And it also strengthens the qi, the vital energy of the organs in the body. And it also moves something called wei qi, strengthens wei qi, which W-E-I, which is the defensive qi of the body that sits right underneath the skin. So you know, when we insert this very, very thin stainless steel, very fine, hair thin needle into the body, and it goes right under the skin, a 16th of an inch. Well, it connects with the qi of the body, and especially the wei qi, because it's right under the skin. And that in itself balances the immunity, the immune system. So for something like lupus, a condition like lupus, which is an autoimmune problem, it absolutely is, acupuncture must be included, not just to release the pain. So many times my lupus patients have knee pain, joint pain, but not only helps them with the pain, but it helps with the balancing of the immune system, the strengthening of their vital organs. You mentioned the toxic heat. It releases excess heat from the body, and this can be combined with Chinese herbal formulas that reduce toxic heat in the body. And when we talk about toxic heat, we're talking about inflammation, as you just mentioned. And acupuncture decreases inflammation in the body and strengthens all those organs and balances the emotions. It's devastating, especially for a teenager just getting ready to go into school. And that young person needs everything available around them to support them so that they can slow down the progression of this disease, get themselves into balance. And we haven't even mentioned the foods that are important to counteract toxic heat and inflammation and to strengthen immunity. So there are so many components to a health plan for a person that is suffering from lupus, no matter how old they are. And just so you know, acupuncture is good for a person at any age. When people are under the 8 years of age, we put the needles in and take them out. And I treat many, many babies and many children and also older people as high as 95, 98. I've had clients.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's good to know, because we did have a question about that. We did have a question earlier. I just couldn't get to it. But the question was, how young can a child be having acupuncture?
An infant. I've treated infants. Now, again, I don't use a lot of needles. I place them strategically. I treat a little one who uses sign language because he's not speaking yet. And there's a little sign language for more, which is like a little triangle. Every single time I gave him an acupuncture needle, he made the sign more. It was so precious. And another little one, every time she saw me opening up my needles, you know, they're pre-sterilized, you use them once, and I'd open up the package and she'd clap her hands. She couldn't wait, because they know that acupuncture helps them to heal themselves. They know, because they're experiencing it and they feel it, and it's just beautiful to watch their reaction, as well as the many, many, many patients that I've helped through acupuncture, because they come in so they don't even know that there's an option for them to get out of their condition. They feel devastated. And I always say that I'm never surprised, but I'm always amazed at the healing that people manifest, that people are capable of. It never, ever surprises me, because I've witnessed it through so many years of practice, but it always amazes me. It is amazing. And yes, the body does heal, and people can heal themselves. And acupuncture is one way that can be used to help people. And it has helped so, so many people. And as I said, it's being used by 1.5 million people worldwide. And we're getting closer.
Amazing.
It is. And we're getting closer and closer to really, really understand the mechanism of how it works. But it's working with energy, so it's very hard to harness that and to test that. But the endorphin and the opioids that are being released from the brain really helps to explain why it helps with pain. And in a situation like lupus, pain is always a big problem, as well as
fatigue. This is so valuable. You know, this is so much value that you get with this, and I'm just so excited to have had you on the show the last two sessions, because we really needed, I've learned a lot. So anyone who wants more information on acupuncture and how it will help your condition, please go to healingforyou, U.com. Shoshana will have a consultation with you and help you with your chronic illness needs around acupuncture. If you want a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Ronnie about your chronic illness, go to drronnieholistichealth.com, pick your chronic illness, email me. Thank you so much. We're going to wrap this up because we have so many questions that I have to answer. And I would like to invite you again. This was just absolutely wonderful information. It was very valuable, not only for our listeners, but for me as well. And I appreciate you so much, Shoshana. So see you next time. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And there are truly a lot of miracles.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m. for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.